you're a proponent of this trade deal. Why are you standing behind it?
Well, I think it's one of the best trade deals possible for the United States, and specifically for the great state of Wisconsin. I was involved in the original North America trade agreement with Canada and Mexico when I was a freshman governor. And ever since then, I've been very much involved, as you and most of the listeners know, in international trade. And Wisconsin is a major export state, and this particular treaty enhances the North America treaty agreement and allows for expanded exports for Wisconsin businesses, especially small businesses, as well as farming and agriculture and the biopharmaceutical industry, as well as in the automobile industry. So it's a win-win-win situation if we can get it passed.
I was going to say, by most accounts, it seems like the deal is being portrayed as good if you read a financial magazine or an industry piece. So why the holdup then in D.C.?
It's the holdup, typical to everything else, is it's a partisan thing. It's the fact that the Democrats, it's got to be scheduled in the House first, and the Democrats have not been willing to schedule it for hearings and for debate. And it's a real plus for our businesses in Wisconsin. So I'm hopeful that we can apply enough pressure on our congressional representatives as well as other individuals to put pressure to get it scheduled, get it passed. I think once it's scheduled and on the floor of the House in the U.S. Senate, that it's going to pass quite easily because it's such a good deal for Wisconsin and the country.
You wrote an op-ed that was published recently talking about how this would affect the medical industry, and it seems, at least reading it, it looks like it would affect drug prices in some capacity. How would that play out?
Well, first off, right now, the biopharmaceutical industry, it takes about 10 to 12 years to get a drug out of the laboratory. Through all the phases of testing and efficacy and safety and being able to be sold and approved by FDA. It takes about 10 to 12 years, and it costs about $1.2 billion. So in order for the industry to be able to continue to turn out drugs and new pharmaceuticals, they have to have a period of time in which they can recoup their investment as well, of course, as make a profit, so that they'll continue to produce it. I come from a family that's both my wife and two daughters have had breast cancer. Both my younger brothers have died of pancreatic cancer. And I'm always looking for ways in which I can find and hopefully encourage new drugs in these areas. Like every American, we want new drugs to take care of these insidious diseases that have been around for so long. And the best way to do that is to give the pharmaceutical industry the flexibility to be protected, in this case, for 10 years, and to be able to use that 10-year period to invent drugs and be able to sell them and get a profit.
For industries in crisis, we've talked a lot in Wisconsin about the agricultural industry. Would a deal like the USMCA do enough to reverse those fortunes that they've seen over the past about half decade or so?
I can't say it would reverse it, but it certainly is a giant step in that direction. Right now, we have about, between Mexico and Canada, it's $1.7 billion. Canada and Mexico are the number one and number three export partners we have in Wisconsin. It's going to be great for agriculture and dairy because it's going to open up the Canadian border for a lot more dairy products to get up there, as well as the sale of cattle. And it's also going to increase the border opportunities in Mexico for corn and soybeans and wheat. And these are all products that we produce in great number here. So it would be a net plus for the agriculture community in Wisconsin. And it would be very helpful when you consider that Canada is our number one agricultural export country. Mexico is the number three export country for agriculture from Wisconsin. And now you put on a new agreement that's going to open it up even more. That's going to increase exports, therefore helping our dairy farmers, our poultry farmers, our beef farmers, and our crop farmers. So it's just a win-win-win situation for agriculture.